We're gonna use 2 ounces. So that's just a little knob of cream cheese, not very much.
Ewing cuts into a hunk of cheese and throws it into a food processor. He's making rockfish spread and adds mascarpone, lemon, salt, pepper, and rockfish, which is yellowtail rockfish, as Teresa Peterson explains during her introduction to the demonstration.
It's actually caught by jig fishermen when they're targeting black rockfish and dusky rockfish, so it's a, you know, it's kind of a secondary bycatch species that very few people know about, one of those underloved species that we all should learn more about.
Peterson is the Kodiak Outreach Coordinator for the Alaska Marine Conservation Council and the organizer behind Edible Kodiak. She says eating fresh, local produce ties Kodiak residents to the resources around them, and the same goes for fish, even those that tend to be overlooked, like rockfish.
I think about the seafood and these variety of fishermen, you know, hundreds of small boat fishermen, where most of our seafood goes into the processing plant and gets shipped off. And we want to make sure we have access to that down on the docks too, that it's something that Kodiak community members can go down and meet their fishermen and, you know, buy direct from the boat is kind of a vision that we're seeing down the line.
How far down the line is to be determined. One barrier Peterson identifies is a city ordinance with language that seems to prohibit vessel owners from doing business in the Kodiak Harbor. There are catcher-seller permits available through the state that allow fishermen to sell unprocessed fish from their boats in most places in Alaska. Jig fisherman Darius Kasperzak, who caught the rockfish for the demonstration, points out that selling from vessels is common practice across the United States. He says fishermen like him want to be free to meet the demand from local consumers.
All you need is a catcher-seller permit, and you can sell from your boat. I've done it. It's just lately we've realized that it's actually against city regulation. It's basically been turned a blind eye to, or not enforced up to this point, but as the food co-op movement grows and as people become more aware of, you know, slow food and fresh food and the popularity of jig caught rockfish and stuff continues to grow, we want to be legal on all that.
A public sentiment petition is currently circulating to gather names of other people who feel the same. Peterson says they hope the city council will see the level of interest from the public and take a look at the ordinance and its language. She says the issue is likely to come up again in September after the fishing season has slowed down and fishermen have returned to Kodiak. I'm Kayla Deroche.